views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Rowell.
Hello everyone, your host Saskia Rowell from YourSoulGuidance.com, and you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how to say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to the dreams of your soul. This show is all about soul, about your soul, how to unleash that great potential and gift so you can create the life you love. And today, you're in for an amazing show. We have Robin Clare, who's going to talk about her new book, The Messiah Within, A Guide to Embracing Your Inner Divinity. So stay tuned with us. Your Soul Guidance is live every Wednesday, 6 a.m. Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Time. Let me tell you a little bit about Robin Clare. She is the co-founder of Enlightened Professionals and the Atma Center. And over a 10-year period of time, Robin has been on a journey of self-discovery to allow her life purpose to fully manifest in service of others. As a spiritual business person, a teacher, a life coach, and a channel, Robin had the privilege to live a life grounded in spiritual concepts. And today she's going to talk about her first book, The Messiah Within, which represents a culmination of her 10 years journey of deep reflection. Let's bring her on. Welcome, Robin.
Thank you, Saskia. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's wonderful to be here. And I met Robin this year, actually, in January on a cruise. We were both speakers on a cruise. And I was just asking Robin, at that moment I didn't hear about her book, and now the book's here. And I have your book in my hands, Robin, and it's just a phenomenal book. I think everybody should read it. But before we dive into, you know, the message and what you want to share with us, I always ask all my guests, like, you know, we all have like a soul's calling, and at some point in our life we open that door and, you know, our life changes. Is there been a moment in your life and, you know, you can relate to this?
Yes, I can. Well, for me, for the first half of my adult life, I spent in a very typical corporate career. I spent 25 years in corporate America, and around year 22, I was thinking about that I had really had two personalities. I had this very engaged corporate personality, you know, promotions and bigger jobs and bigger offices and all that, you know, the whole thing. But I also was a spiritual warrior on the weekends, and I just loved anything spiritual, anything about wellness. And so I had these two different personalities. And around year 22 of my corporate job, I said, I truly would like to become my authentic self. And so I stood on my deck for almost a year asking, how do I do this? How could I become my authentic self? How can I be of greatest service to mankind? I knew that I was starting something, but I also knew that there was this being of light standing on the deck with me, but I just what it did was allowed me to stand in the darkness of my backyard without being afraid. But I didn't question who it was or who was listening to me. And I stood there for almost a year. And what I realized later on, much later on, 8 years or so, even longer, that what I was doing there by standing there asking so consistently every night was that I was actually surrendering my life to be of divine service. And that I was surrendering to that calling and asking to have that calling come forth. And so it was really from that moment on that I started designing my first company, certainly probably in the most corporate way I could possibly think of, instead of going with the flow, but that's what all I knew then. And then within 3 years I came out and I started, from that point on, I started on this journey that I wouldn't know until year 8 of this journey that I was actually living the steps of the Messiah within in my own life. And we could talk so much more about that, because when I came to that realization that I had been living the steps, I realized that my whole life was being divinely guided. And I didn't really know that. I just kept doing what was being asked of me because I felt like I had no choice. I know we have free will, but I felt like the requests that were being made of me, what classes to go to, where to travel to learn, who to meet, were so much bigger than me that I knew. I felt like, well, I'm just going to go with the flow, you know, our favorite word, right? I'm just going to go with the flow and see where this takes me. And I had no idea that it was taking me to this book. Truly, until year 8 or 9, when the steps were revealed to me in the writing of the book, and then I realized I had lived the first 10 of 12 steps, and so that was so. If I had a message, if my time on this show was over right at this moment with you, what I would say about the Messiah within this process of living it is that we all are divinely guided at every moment of every day. It's just whether we choose to see it or accept it. But our guides are there, and our angelic realm and our deceased loved ones are there every day helping us. And if we just choose not to let them in, you know, or to bring them into our conscious thought.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, we're all divinely guided, and I mean, it's always there. I think we don't realize it, and then we get against the flow. Our life doesn't feel good. Right?
Yes, I mean, when life is hard, we are going against the flow, right? When life is complicated and hard and things are not falling into place, it's really because we're going against the flow. When we are going with the flow, life seems easier, even if it's hard. Right? Even if you're going through a situation that is not one that you choose to want to be in, but there's something that you need to learn from the situation, or you're helping a loved one, or life, you know, is just throwing you a massive learning opportunity, we can go through those opportunities. It's whether we choose to suffer through them or not. But we have to go through them. They're there.
I think it's all part of our soul's evolution, and especially in this time, I think, you know, 2012, December 1st, that date, you know, where we say, you know, we move into a different kind of space, but we are clearing out so much. So I think for everybody, we have our stuff, but it's probably like the less resistance we have to what's in the now and to deal with, you know, not resist what's on the path, even though it can be hard. That makes it definitely easier.
And truly,
and, Robin.
Yes, please.
Yeah, go. No, go on.
I was going to say, if we really did live in the present moment, like you just said, you know, in the present moment, right now, if your listeners were to think about their life right now, right in this moment, everything is fine, right? Like, everything in this particular moment is fine. And if you were to live from this space, then you would have much more clarity. But it's when we have regrets of the past or fear of the future. You know, when we're anticipating something coming or we're regretting something that did happen, that's when life feels hard. But in this moment, when you have complete clarity and you have and you're breathing and you can be in your body and be relaxed, then you can make wonderful decisions about your life and make ones that are in your highest and best good.
I love that. And we are heading for a break, so everybody stay tuned. We are talking with Robin Clare about her new book, The Messiah Within. And we'll be back right after the break. Stay tuned.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Gratitude, asks the heart. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which strikes at your door and waits until you open it with grace. I am that which only wants to partner with you at any moment. I am that which wishes your expansion more than anything. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life while bathing in this wonderful and powerful vibration with our diamond combo and transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi everyone, we're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and today we have an amazing guest, Robin Clare, talking about The Messiah Within, a guide to embrace your inner divinity. Before we go into this conversation any further, Robin, how can people reach you or find about the book?
Yes, I have a website, which is www.messiahwithin.com. And they can write me at info@messiahwithin.com, or they can call my office at 3331.
Well, thank you. I want to go right back into the conversation. The Messiah within. Do we all have the Messiah within? And how do we connect to that? How can we hear the Messiah within?
Yeah, that's a very good question, because we truly do have the Messiah within, or we truly can become the savior of our own life. If we looked at what is the word Messiah mean, it means salvation or savior. And in these teachings, what the steps that we have, the 12 steps, they're intended to have you connect to your own inner divinity in your heart center, your own connection to the God source within you. Now, if we really looked at even any of at the Bible, you know, from what I learned in religious school and from my teachings, is that God made mankind so that he could put his spark in mankind and live here on the earth plane. And so there is a spark of God within each of us. And if we can connect to that spark of God within ourselves, then we have access to all of the universal wisdom that we need in order to be able to be, at a minimum, the savior of our own life, but to also live a flourishing and abundant life. And so the first place for people to begin to access that is to start with their intuition, is to start trusting their inner knowing. You know, your intuition, your inner knowing is the voice of this inner divinity. And it's talking to you through your, you know, oh, you know, I don't know. My gut says I should do this. Well, if your right. gut says I should do this, you should listen to that. You know, it's in this process of dropping from our head down to our heart and thinking actually from our heart center, not thinking from our head, trusting our intuition, trusting our emotions around a decision versus the logical mind that is not always really in our best interest. The logical mind sometimes is distorted with other people's perceptions of what is right and wrong and what is appropriate for our lives. So if we trust our own intuition and our own gut, even though it may be contrary to popular belief, excuse me, it tends to lead us to the best decision for our life and lead us to more opportunities in our life.
Yeah, it's what I call our soul guidance. I mean, that's our inner GPS. It's the Messiah within, or, you know, however we want to call it, or our gut feeling. But that is what I believe always points us to our highest calling, our highest destiny. And yeah, in that road, we have our roadblocks and we have our, you know, our path to walk. But I believe that it's so fulfilling. And certainly, I mean, it brought you to write this book. And we were just talking a little bit in the break that you were already on to your next book. And the reason why I touch upon that is because you have all these different steps, like the 12 steps, and it's step number 9, what you're talking about, which is return your heart to a state of emotional and energetic wholeness. Mm-hmm. And how do we heal our hearts? Are we all having a broken heart? How does that work?
Yes. You know, that sounds like an exaggeration, but it's truly not. And in this writing of this next book, which is called The Heart's Temple, I'm researching that. I'm thinking, does a physical heart break? You know, like what is a broken heart? I've been thinking about that and meditating on that. And it's really energetic. It's the energetic, you know, all of this is on the premise that we are an energetic being having a human being or human bodily experience. And so there's this whole energetic field that surrounds and is within our human physical shell, let's put it that way. And so the broken heart takes place in the energetic body. And even if we've had just a small disappointment all the way to a major loss in our lives, our heart is broken. You know, you can be disappointed and have your heart broken. And so for me, what happened for me in college, my heart was shattered by this young man that I truly loved. And it was from that point on, every time I loved anyone, I gave them energetically a piece of my heart. And it wasn't just a man, it was, you know, man, my children, my animals, my friends, my colleagues. I would, if I truly embraced them, I would give them a piece of my heart. So then when I came to do this work, and I'm trying to become my Messiah within, I was shown that I can't do that without returning my heart to energetic wholeness. And so I had to go through this process of these different ceremonial things to return the pieces of my heart from the people who had them and have them return them to me so that I could sew together with this golden thread the pieces of my heart. And in fact, I actually now am working on having that become what we might call a healing modality. That whole process that I went through, I have a few volunteers that are going through the process with me, so I can see how does that work? Because I know, I mean, I was visited by two ascended masters and an angel to get mine done. So obviously, they're asking me to take their work and show others how to do it. But what I also have learned. Is that there are many, many modalities and many teachers that are out there to share this, how to do this. And part of the next book will be, I'll talk about this new modality that I've been asked to share, but also how are other teachers doing it and what kind of modalities are available out there for people to do this very important work on their spiritual journey.
Mm. You know, I can't resist to ask this because, you know, in the book you channel Jesus. Like,
yes.
You know, I can understand a lot of people are like, oh, what? Is it me? And how did you know it was him? Was that, you know, tell me a little bit about that.
I will tell you a little bit about that. So, you know, Jesus has two personas. He has his Christian persona of Jesus and he has his Hebrew Aramaic persona of Yeshua. And so he's both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. And so he came to me in his Old Testament persona because I asked, you know, how could I be of service? And he said to me, I want you to write this very spiritual book about oneness and world peace. And he actually gave me the name of the book itself, Messiah Within. And then he said to me, can you write this in the conversations that we have, can you write this from my Jewish persona? And for me, to be honest, that was a very difficult request. Because in the Jewish community, you know, we have lived for thousands of years being wrongly accused of killing Jesus, and so there's been thousands of years of persecution that has taken place. In fact, for me, I was so afraid of Jesus that up until I wrote this book, I couldn't even look at a picture of him without turning away. And so here I am, then being asked to write this book. I'm like, well, nothing like having to deal with your worst fear. But what I came to understand is that if I am to be a messenger of oneness for God, right, to help God to bring oneness to our planet, then how could I possibly be in oneness with my divine spark of God if I was not in oneness with Jesus, right? If we're all one, we're all one. And so I can't have someone that I can't look in the mirror, I can't look at their picture. You know, there are no enemies in oneness, or there are no people that you need to be afraid of. And so for me, in order to become into my own identity of oneness or a messenger of oneness, I needed to deal with that. And what a better way than for me to spend a year with him, right?
It's beautiful. And oneness.
What's that?
We are one, and then Jesus is like, you know, like your best friend, or, you know, can be, it's not like this guru on this high throne, because we're in oneness.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
And his energy, I'll just share with your listeners. His energy was everything that you ever thought it would be. It was extraordinary. It was when I would be in session with him writing this book, you know, and so let me share with your listeners that this would come through writing. You know, I would hear.
You know, Robin, I think we have to share this. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we're heading for a break, and I want to hear the full share of that.
Yeah.
And I know our listeners want to hear that as well. So we're heading for a break. Everybody, stay tuned. We are talking with this amazing woman, Robin Clare, talking about the Messiah within, and she's just going to share with us how it was to sit in the presence and converse with Yeshua or Jesus. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break.
For Your Cookers is back only at Central Auto Group in Plainfield, your number one buying destination, the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and now Volkswagen.
That's right.
Central is the only dealership that will give you a guaranteed amount for your trade. Registered or unregistered, any model, make, or year, it doesn't matter. Push, pull, tow, or fly it to Central. There will be no additional markups.
Guaranteed.
Payments start at $129 per month on a new Ford Focus, $129 per month on a new Mazda 3, $129 per month on a new Hyundai Elantra, or an amazing $129 per month on a brand new Volkswagen Jetta. Central has America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles. If we can't beat the competitor's price, we will pay you $2,000. Central has over 600 vehicles to choose from, with hundreds of certified pre-owned vehicles. Central services all makes and models. Open 7 days. Central Auto Group, CT.com. Exit 87, I-395, Plainfield. 860-564-4014. Trade value guaranteed minimum $2,000.
The number one buying destination. Central Auto Group.
Lease a new Chevrolet for only 24 months. Hi, this is Bill Sullivan from the MJ Sullivan Automotive Corner, and Chevrolet has just announced special short-term 24-month leases on some of their most popular models. At MJ Sullivan's, when you take advantage of this program, you'll shorten your term, in most cases lower your payment, and best of all, you'll always be under the factory warranty. Now that's what we call peace of mind driving. Listen to these deals. A 2013 Chevy Equinox gets 32 miles per gallon for $199 for only 24 months. A 2013 Chevy Cruze gets 35 miles per gallon for $169 for only 24 months. Or a 2013 Chevy Malibu Eco gets 37 miles per gallon for $199 for only 24 months. Don't forget, at MJ Sullivan's, we also have a great selection of new Cadillac and Buicks, including the all-new Cadillac ATS and XTS and the all-new Buick Verano. So come to Connecticut's GM leader for Chevrolet, Cadillac, and Buick, the MJ Sullivan Automotive Corner in New London, or MJ Sullivan Auto.
Hello, folks. Rob Valenti with our Vote for Valenti campaign. Family owned and operated for over 86 years, built on trust, honesty, and an enjoyable experience.
Rob, why would people vote for Bob Valenti, Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep in the Auto Mall Mystic?
Jason, once again, I want to show people how I will earn your vote. New 2012 Jeep Liberties take up to $6,000 off and sign and drive for $289 a month. New 2012 Dodge Journey SXT take up to $5,000 off and sign and drive for only $349 a month. New 2013 Chrysler 200 Limiteds take up to $4,500 off and sign and drive for $299 a month.
Wow, zero down, sign and drive? How about new Ram trucks and Dodge Avengers?
Jason, with a no-charge Hemi and take up to $6,500 off on a new Dodge Ram truck, I'm under $18,000 or a new 2013 Dodge Avenger for only $17,490.
Rob, why are you taking in so many Lexus, BMWs, and Mercedes for the new Jeep Cherokee?
Jason, the Jeep Grand Cherokee speaks for itself with drivability, reliability, and affordability. Save thousands at Bob Valenti Jeep. 1 hour delivery, oil change program for life at no charge to you. Get up to 125% current market value for your trade. And the best price, go to BobValenti.com or call 800-699-2571. Thank you, just smile, and just vote.
Tax title reg and doc extra.
Hello, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance. Today, we talk with an amazing guest, Robin Clare, about the Messiah Within, a guide to embrace your inner divinity. Robin, how can people connect with you?
Yes, www.messiahwithin.com. which leads to an email of info@messiahwithin.com, or they're welcome to call me at 860-232-3331. Mm. And I'm also Saskia, I'm also, I do have a private practice where I work with people, but I'm offering a free consultation with people to see where they are on their spiritual journey and to see where they want to go next. So that's available. They can contact me by phone.
That is beautiful. Well, for all the amazing listeners, I want to say if you go to her website, probably you can find your address there, Robin.
Oh, yes, absolutely. They can
your
find
phone number there.
Yes. Right. And then if they want to read the book, they can find that on, you know, Amazon or Barnes & Noble, places like that.
Okay. For all of you, I also want to offer, I have a free gift. It's the 21-day roadmap to your dreams. If you go to yoursoulguidance.com, I'm offering a program that was a paid program. It's now free. It's a 21-day secret soul map to your dreams. It's a step-by-step strategy to release your fears and gives you all kind of tools to reach your dream. Next to that, you will also have a free Monday morning soul card readings if you sign up. There's all kind of free stuff. So browse around. That's on yoursoulguidance.com. Now, I want to talk further about how Robin described to us in her book, Messiah Within, how she said and channeled Jesus. How was that, Robin?
Well, yes. Yes, I'm not sure where I left off on that, but the, you know, I explained that I have this lifelong fear of him. And so I received four messages from him, but the first message was, you know, when will you recognize that I, when I walk the earth according to the Old Testament, you know, that version of his life, that I was actually a Jewish person too, Robin, because I was, you know, as a Jewish person, I was living this persecution complex, which I believe is generational within the Jewish community. My husband is a rabbi, and he doesn't agree with me, so we agree to disagree on that. But that was my understanding, and what Yeshua discussed with me a lot in the book. So it's really not a book only for Jewish people. It just happened to be that he asked me to take examples from the Torah and things like that to explain his perspective in the book. So your question to me was, what was it like to be in session with him? So to be in session with him meant, this is very interesting, in order for me to be able to hear him or feel his words, I had to write this book from my heart. And so your people are probably saying, what does that mean? So what that meant was that if I was writing in my head, truly I would hear the words, the session is now over for the day, please carry on with your day. But if I was in my heart, then the words would just flow out of my heart. And what was interesting, when I was in my head and writing, the reason why the session would be over is because I'm sitting here writing about my life, and I would be like, oh, this really sucks. You know, this is boring. No one will want to read this. I can't believe I'm writing this. Like, I was in complete judgment of myself. But the moment I dropped down to my heart, then I would hear his words, I would feel his presence. And so if we think about that, I can't be the only one that's feeling and feeling him and hearing him in my heart. I think we have to make a choice to feel and hear him in our hearts. And so I did. And so that's why I had the privilege of writing this book with him. What did it feel like? I think it is everything that you would possibly imagine what it would feel like. If I have felt unconditional love before, you know, when I looked into the eyes of my children when they were born, when I looked into my husband's eyes when we got married, you know, when I said goodbye to my dad for the last time in the physical presence. We all know what unconditional love feels like, but that's what he feels like all the time. And so that's why that he is exactly how he is portrayed to be, is what his energy feels like. It was extraordinary. And so I feel so blessed. And so sometimes, you know, he does come to me now when I'm speaking or when I'm in private session with people to share a message. And I always know from my whole spiritual support team when it's him, because he exemplifies and is unconditional love. And unconditional love, as he defined it for me, is acceptance without judgment. And so,
but Robin, do you have sometimes conflict? Say you have to make a decision, a very big decision, and you know you want to turn into the Messiah within to make that decision.
Yeah.
Would you sometimes think, well, or shall I ask Yeshua?
He's part of my spiritual support team. So let me define that term. We have people on the earth that we turn to for guidance, and we have people that are not in the physical form that we turn to for guidance. And so I happen to access a very large spiritual support team because I realized that I could. And I made them part of my life. And so when I'm making a decision, I do tune into my Messiah within, right? I tune into my heart center to see, what does this decision feel like? What do I know for sure in my life? Like, when I get to that point, you know, staying in the present moment, making this decision, not regrets of the past and not fear of the future, but right here, right now, how does this decision feel for me? And when I tune in to that inner guidance or that inner divinity, that's when all of this guidance comes to me. And again, this is available to everyone. I am no different than anybody else. You know, I live a very what I always say to people is that I am an ordinary person living an extraordinary knowing, because this knowing is available to everyone that I have been able to receive.
Yeah, it is. It's just our way finding back to learn that again. And I think everybody's so into that right now.
Yeah, and I actually think that's why we incarnate in the physical body, is that we're actually moving towards this knowing. You know, that we're moving towards this oneness, this knowing that when we're in the physical body, we are not separate from God. We are not separate from all universal energies. But we believe that we are, because the physical body is so dense that it's hard for us to feel that connection to everything else. But the real purpose of our life is to come back into the fold, to come back into that, into the knowing that we are one of all universal energy. We are part of and all of this universal energy called all being. So if we're just human beings, part of all being, just like animals are animal beings, part of all being. You know, and our job as human beings is to really recognize that, and that's what this whole time period is. You know, it's about recognizing that consciousness, or becoming part of that all consciousness, all being.
You know, I love that one of the steps of Yeshua, where he says, like, from the deepest place of stillness, find your inner voice that's whispering, you're one with all.
Yes.
I thought that's so beautifully said.
So really, what is if we were to look at that in a practical manner, what that's really saying is that you really need to go inside, right? You need to find peace. You need to find your inner place. So you need to perhaps turn off the TV or you know, turn off the news or turn off all this political stuff. Like, I don't know what that's doing for us, right? It's not doing anything. I always keep saying, do we have another choice? Like, can we get another candidate in here, please? But, you know, and for me, and I want to say this too, to your listeners, going inside, you know, people find, my husband is a huge kayaker, and when he's on the river, oh my gosh, he is so connected to the earth and to the heavens. You know, he's looking up into the sky and he's on the water. When people are gardening, their hands are in the earth, but they're still, you know, they're still feeling the energy from the sky. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, if you're reading and you're really engaged in your book, anything that brings you joy brings you to that place of inner peace. And it's in that place that you will hear that voice, that you are one with all, that things will become more important to you than, you know, how many pairs of shoes do I have? You know, like that you'll start to feel like, what am I doing?
Well, then I have to interrupt you because we're going to a break.
Sure.
All of you stay tuned. We have a wonderful conversation with Robin Clare about the Messiah within. We'll be right back.
Ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. Today we have an amazing guest, Robin Clare, who wrote a book, The Messiah Within. I could wholeheartedly tell everybody to buy this book. It's a phenomenal book. And right now we have little time left, but I want to talk about step 6 in the book, about live your life fully without the fear of death. What does Jeshua say about the death, Robin, or what is your take on this subject? Yes.
Well, first of all, he says there's nothing to be afraid of, and in fact, if you talk to anyone that's had a near-death experience, you know, they come back and say, oh my gosh, it's so awesome there. Because what if we work under the premise that we are part of this universal energy called all being, right? That all we're really doing, and in that universal energy is all light and love and no judgment. And when we die, all we are really doing is just shedding our physical body and moving our being back into all being. And so we are always part of all being. But again, we talked about that you know, the physical body is so dense that it's so hard to remember that, you know, that we are all in oneness with God and with all being. But when we shed our physical body, it's very apparent to our soul that it's back into the fold, right? Into the energy of all being. And so there's nothing to fear, because we don't really go anywhere. You know, we're just not in our physical body. We're still part of this energy called all being. And we have access to all of the souls that we loved for lifetimes in that energy. And it's actually quite extraordinary and beautiful. And so that's why people who have gone to the light and come back are sort of disappointed on some level that they've had to come back.
I know, yeah.
And in fact, I just spoke to a near-death experience group last week, and I thought, why am I talking to them? But I realized that they totally get this. You know, they've seen the end goal. And so, you know, if my book can provide them with the steps to reach that end goal in a more peaceful way, you know, now that they're back in their physical bodies, you know, they're probably yearning that end goal more than anybody else. And so I'm hopeful that my book will help them live their life in a way that helps them to feel that energy all the time.
That is very interesting. You would think, you know, they're good now, but they still need the tools, and that's what you describe in the book.
Yes, and I realized that's why I was asked to speak with them, because I thought they don't need the tools, they got it already. But they're also now back in their physical body. You know, so.
And what do you say to people who are dying, Robin? And
well,
are afraid.
Because, you know, my mom is sweet. I mean, my parents are, my mother and my stepfather are elder. You know, I mean, they you wouldn't think they were elder, but they are in age-wise. And when my mom talks to me about death, she goes, I know you know something that I don't know. And so we've talked about that a lot, about, you know, not to worry, you know, that, you know, we're returning to, we're really going home when we remove our physical body. You know, and versus this, you know, I think we're always more upset here about who, you know, that we think that we lose touch with everyone who's here on the physical plane, but we really don't. Especially if they're open to hearing from their deceased loved ones on the other side. That their presence,
because the people who stay behind.
Yeah, you know, for me, like with my father who passed, I feel more connected to him now than I did when he was on the physical plane, because there was a distance between us, land-wise, right? But now that I understand this and I can feel his, I feel his presence all the time. I feel like he's always standing with me. Guiding me and cheering me on as I go out there and speak about these things. And Patty Sinclair, I know she's a wonderful medium in Connecticut, she's cute. She says, your father works with me now. He actually keeps everybody in line as they're waiting to talk to their family. He gets the process, so I find that very cute that he helps her in her events. from the other side.
It's beautiful. He has a big purpose now.
Yes, it's very funny. Or sweet, I should say. But, you know, when one of the things, you know, when you and I, we were saying, what can we speak about? I wanted to just touch on step number five, heal your relationships with your immediate family. In all the teachings that I've learned, our most important relationship we ever have is with our parents. And whether our parents are on this earth plane or not, we need to heal the relationship with our parents because it's such a big influence on our lives that that's why Yeshua really points to this, that it is the most important relationship and it's the one that impacts every relationship we have going forward. So even if your parents are not on on this earth plane, you need to ask for you need to give them forgiveness for anything that they've done, and you need to ask for forgiveness for anything that you've done. So you need to get quiet and go through the process of asking and receiving forgiveness from them, and asking and receiving and giving, forgiveness, whatever the situation was. And so important for people on their spiritual journey that must be addressed. And, you know, other teachers have called it inner child work. You know, whatever you want to call it, everyone must do that work in order to...
It's true. I work with people and, you know, to activate their soul purpose. And everybody, and in all the programs I teach or in the one-on-one work, and actually right after the show at 10, I'm having a session with the lady, and we're actually tomorrow, we're going to activate, you know, her soul purpose. There's a special process I take people through. But today we're going to work on forgiveness with her parents, and you have to own up to it. And I know it's that part that we have to do. We can't skip that.
Yes. Yes, because, you know, when I did this work, I did it in India under the microscope of Sri Amma Bhagavan, and it was so intense. And what I came to see is that, you know, there was no manual that my parents were given. They had, you know, they were great parents too, and yet I still came out with my own set of stuff, right? And and you know, they if you look at it from your parents' perspective, if you put yourself in the shoes of your parents, you know, they may not have had the skills or the maturity to do what you felt now as an adult was required, but if you put yourself in their perspective, that's the key, is to see it from their perspective. What did it look like to them? What were their circumstances? And when you can see that, when you can see their perspective, then you can accept their perspective without judgment. And then that's when you can ask for forgiveness or give forgiveness.
You know, plus on a soul's perspective, we choose our parents. At least that's what I believe in.
That's what I remind my kids of all the time. You picked me.
Yeah, I do. Me too. I remember as a child, I always used to say to my parents, well, then, you know, you shouldn't have taken me or gotten me. And I thought that's, you know, now I know more. I did the same thing and would say to my kids, you know, guys, you've got to be very happy. Yeah, I welcome you.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're at the end of our show. And Robin, thank you so much. Your website is www.messiahwithin.com, correct?
Correct. Thank you. Yes, it is.
So everybody go there. I wholeheartedly recommend Robin's book. Check out her work, her free sessions. This was a phenomenal morning. Thank you so much, Robin. And I hope everybody will tune in next week on Wednesday, 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern time. Have a wonderful week. This was Saskia. Speak to you next week.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Rowell. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love.
Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hello, everyone. This is Cosmic Connections with Madeline. This is Madeline Gerwig.
This is Saskia Roel. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys. This is Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Alive and Shine with Adnan Savitri.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Epchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you're listening to Authenticity Rising.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jeff Lineweaver, and you are listening to Dialogue Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.